With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Focusing on what's right with our lives rather than what's wrong is the best way to fix what's wrong with our lives. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have an enlightening message on making the choices that most often lead to a happy and fulfilling life. Enjoy.
Every day, we have a choice when we wake up. We can focus on what's wrong with our lives, or we can focus on what's right with our lives. I'm going to illustrate how focusing on what's right with our lives, rather than what's wrong with our lives, is the best way to fix what's wrong with our lives. Moreover, focusing on what's right with the world is the best way to fix what's wrong with the world. This is my nephew, Oliver. Oliver's 3 years old, and I went for a lunch date with him the other day. And so I picked up Oliver. We live in downtown Boston, and it was nice weather, so we went to a picnic table. That's a picture of Oliver enjoying a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And so Oliver, while I was getting the lunch out, jumped off the table, and there was an elderly woman at a bench near us, a very elderly woman. And before I could stop him, Oliver introduced himself. And the woman said, how old are you? And Oliver said, guess. And she said, I think you're 4. And he said, I'm 3 1/2. How old are you? And the woman said, guess. And then Oliver took a step back and looked at me for help. And I was like, dude, you're on your own. You can't win with a woman's age, right? So Oliver knew he was on his own. He took a step forward again. He looked at her and gave it his best shot. 1,000? Before I could apologize, the old woman was laughing at the top of her lungs, and Oliver was laughing, and then I started laughing, and pretty soon she joined us, and we made friends. And Oliver showed me something that day because he focused on the opportunity. He didn't focus on the obstacles. Unfortunately, as we get older, we tend to focus on the obstacles and not the opportunity. So we become skeptical as we get older, and we become pessimistic. So the thing is that nobody wants to be pessimistic. Being a pessimist is not fun to be around, and pessimism adds anxiety and stress to our lives. The reality is that everybody on the planet wants to be happy. Some people think that having nice things will make them happy. Some people think that being some special place will make them happy. The reality is that the only thing that can make us happy is our disposition, our view of the world. This is my mom, Joan. And Joan and my dad raised 6 kids on about enough money for 2 kids. And my mom had a special trick. She'd get all 8 of us at the dinner table. And of course, we had as much dysfunction happening in our home as any typical American or Boston home. And my mom would cut right through all that. And she'd say something very simple. Tell me something good that happened today. And she taught us something because she changed the energy in that room. So when my brother and I graduated from college, armed with no money and no experience, but some good advice from mom, we started designing T-shirts and selling them in the streets in Boston. So we got in that van, believe it or not, and we traveled for 5 years, and we slept in that van on the road every night. And we had many great conversations on the road, but one changed our lives forever. And it was a conversation about how the media inundates our culture with negative information, always telling us what's wrong with the world, but rarely telling us what's right with the world. And the result of that conversation was Life is Good, the brand. Seems silly to trademark those three words. It's almost like trademarking hello. But we were drawn to being optimistic, and we believed that there was power in being optimistic. What was more important to us at the time, and what was a question mark, is it commercially viable? Will people actually buy those three words, life is good, and other optimistic messages? Well, they did. 2 days later, in the streets in Cambridge, we sold 48 shirts in 45 minutes. And it scared the heck of us because we didn't know what to do. But the business started growing despite our lack of business acumen. I don't have time for all the mistakes we made, but trust me, we made lots of them. But the brand idea was strong enough that it carried us. The first day when we sold those shirts in Cambridge, we had $78 in our pocket. And in 6 years, it became a $3 million business. We thought we were on our way to the moon and we were just enjoying things. And people ask, because we have a Life is Good Kids Foundation these days, did we start with the idea of an integrated model, for-profit and non-profit? Trust me, I had no idea what an integrated model was, and I guarantee you my brother had no idea what it was. We started to get mail from people who faced severe adversity, and we really didn't know why they were writing. I'm going to read an example of a letter, and the letter came from one of these two boys. Dear Bert and John, my name is Alex. I have a brother, Nick, and we are 10. We both have extra challenges in the world, but at the end of the day, we still have each other. We were both born early and weighed only 1 pound, so we had a lot of growing to do. When I was born, I had my leg amputated. Nick is legally blind. Me and Nick have all of your shirts with all the things we like doing best, but if you ask us what we do best and what makes us happy and laugh the most, it is just being together. I know now that Nick has more challenges than I do. It's my favorite part because the kid's 10 years old. It's like he's been around the world, right? But he says and does things that make me laugh and forget feeling bad. I don't know how to describe it other than to say that I love him. You're lucky to have a brother too. He doesn't know my brother. I hope you do fun things together, your friends, Alex and Nick. So when you get a letter like that, what do? You know? You get a letter like that, it shows you the depth of optimism. It shows you gratitude for what you do have. And it makes you think, I'll never say I have to do something again. I get to do something. We get to do the laundry because you get to stand on 2 feet. You get to go grocery shopping. You don't have to go grocery shopping because when you go grocery shopping, you get to look at the labels with 2 eyes.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.